Thanks, Jim. Good afternoon, everyone. My topic is about the soil carbon model transferability across regions and scales in Florida. Well, as a soil landscape modelers, it's been always a huge desire for us to develop a model that can work everywhere, which involves transferring model developed in one region to other regions, even across scales. And there have been a lot of research on this topic, but a few of them actually viewed and tested them in a single same context. So to fill this gap, we designed this study to explore the model transferability across the regions and the scales in a unified form. By crossing scales, I mean a model developed at a regional scale applied to a larger scale, and the other way around. And we also want to investigate factors that may affect model transferability. So we have a total number of 1192 samples in top 20 centimeters across the whole Florida state. We divided the state into four regions, East, Gulf, Panhandle, and South, with in similar size. In each region, we have exactly the same number of soil carbon observations, and 70% of the data were used to train the models. And by combining the regional data, we have a universal model, which is at a Florida scale. And then each model was applied to every other region and validated by the validation data set in that region. So we compiled 174 variables covering various soil landscape variables. Together with soil observations, we used three techniques to develop our models and use them to predict soil carbon, total carbon, and validate it based on three Merrill error metrics, R-squared, RMSD, and RPD. So what's the results? This is the result of the all the models' validation results. And in order to synergize all the three error metrics, we rescaled the three measurements, and then we turned them into a single value of score. And as we can, which ranges from 0 to 1, the higher number indicates a better model. And we can see from the score that generally random forests were the best models among the three, and followed by partial least square regression and regression tree. Across the regions, we can also find southern part of a southern model actually performs the best among the four regions, and even better than the universal model, followed by eastern and the Gulf. The worst model is in Panhandle. So what makes a good model? This picture shows show you a big picture of how this how the total carbon distribution distributed in each regions. As you can see, southern part has the most variable TC among the four, and followed by eastern and the Gulf. The worst is Panhandle. So we can see clearly that the correlation between model quality and the total carbon variability. So what factors may affect the model transferability? We investigated four factors, which is model technique, model quality, and variability of TC. Also, we want to see the region similarity, which may which is potentially a good index to infer which model can be transferred to other regions. So this is the model traceability of all the models. So the cross indicates the local model performance, and the dots indicates the exotic model performance. And for example, the red dots here indicates the golf models applied to the other regions. So generally, if we compare the three figures, we can see clearly that random forest generally had the best model traceability than the other two. And we can also see that for the Gulf, the southern model of partial least square regression, you can see if this model applied to other region, it totally failed. And this could be explained by maybe there was some non-linear relationship between soil carbon and environmental predictors that cannot be captured or modeled by linear methods here. But the other two non-parametric methods can easily capture that. And if we take a look at this, the Florida model performance, we can see that generally it is for each black dot here, they're all higher than the cross, which indicates that if we incorporate the data from our regions, it actually can improve our local predictions. So this map shows the general average model traceability against the total carbon soil carbon variability in the region. So generally, we can see that the model traceability increased with the increasing of soil total carbon variability. If we link back to the model quality in the previous slides, we can see that the best model here, the southern model, actually performed really good in terms of traceability, and followed by the eastern and the Gulf. And the Panhandle, which was the worst model, actually has the least traceability. So we also want to see if the region similarity can be used as an index to infer our model traceability. So we computed region similarity based on the top 10 most important environmental predictors in Florida random forest model, and based on a quanta-quanta analysis. And we found that the most similar regions are Gulf and Eastern, and the least similar regions are Southern and Panhandle. This also confirms to our common sense. And the others actually fail in the between. So if we look at the model traceability against the regional similarity, we can see that only Eastern model follow this trend, that the increase of region similarity, the model traceability is better. Well, we couldn't find any similar trends in the other three models. If we similar in the cross scale case, we can see that generally there's no clear trend that the model traceability can with a region similarity. And we can also see that generally the large universal model at a regional at a larger scale actually has a better traceability to low to regions than the upscaling, which is our the regional model transferred to a larger scale. But we do see some exceptions here. We found this model, which is the the southern model, actually has a pretty decent traceability to the larger scale. This year, so in conclusions, our study actually investigated the model traceability in a standardized and a unified form, and we identify some factors that may indicate the model traceability, and we found model techniques actually is factors, and TC variability and the model quality also has positive effects on the model traceability. Surprisingly, we didn't find any relationship between model traceability with a region similarity. And we also find downscaling is generally better than upscaling, but we also find it's possible for a regional scale to be applied to a larger scale. And for some take-home message, and as an indication from the Florida model, you can see that if we really incorporate the other data, the data from other regions, we can really actually improve our local predictions. And so with future work, we could focus more on the transferable model rather than to simply achieve a best perform local model. So with all this, I would like to thank everybody.
All right, we do have time for questions, if anybody has a question for John.
Yeah, basically we selected 10 variables, and then for each variable we use the quanta-quanta analysis to.
So what variables?
Variables, okay.
So the original list that was.
Yeah. Sorry. The variable we use actually majorly are climate variables, and with some soil properties and geographic variables. Basically, we use top 10 of these most important variables in our model to characterize the regional similarity. Yeah. Yes. Organic. Yes. Panhandle actually are mainly pan forest soil, and yes, in the southern part of Florida, actually there are more wetlands soil, so that's why the total carbon actually are higher than the other regions, and with larger variability.